This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. It's 8:30, so we'll get to our New England Nightly News in just a minute. But there's a bit of a development happening here in Los Angeles right now. Or I guess it's in Cincinnati. The Reds and the Dodgers are playing. Shohei Ohtani the other day, for the first time in his career, struck out in four straight at-bats, right? Is that right? This first time he's ever done that. And he was starting. He was a starting pitcher tonight for the Dodgers. And in the fourth inning, there was runners on first and second with were there outs? I don't know if there were outs or not. But there were runners on first and second, and he left his start in the middle of an at-bat after throwing six consecutive balls, two of which were wild pitches. So what's going on with Ohtani? Something to keep an eye on as he leaves the start, having given up one run in at least three innings. I'm not sure how many outs he got in the fourth there. But he left in the middle of an at-bat, so could be something bad. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Before we get to the New England Nightly News, let's go to Paul in Milford. Hey, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it, Christian. How you doing?
Good. Are we talking Milford, Connecticut, Milford, New Hampshire? Which Milford? Milford, Mass?
Milford, Mass.
Milford, Mass. So, what's up? Whatever happened with that fight at the Legion game the other day in Milford?
I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, I know. What a terrible thing. They were undefeated, I think, and it's a shame. I think their season's over.
Yeah, Springfield came back after the suspended game. They came back and played it, and Springfield had a crazy comeback, and they ended up winning the game. But do we ever know what happened with the? Yeah, do we know what happened with the kids who were fighting?
It was the parents, though. It was the parents. I heard.
Oh.
I don't know. There was something in the news. Terrible for the kids. Trade proposal. You said the Rays definitely are not looking for prospects. What do you feel about giving up Abreu to get Diaz and throwing in their choice of either Turo or Gonzalez because they're going to need to fill the hole at first? What do you think? And also, do you think we could throw a prospect at Minnesota to try to get Christian Vasquez back as some defensive help? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, Willier Abreu for Yandy Diaz, I think, would be a bad trade for the Red Sox. I think they'd be giving up too much. If the Rays want a major league ready player, then I don't know if I'd give up any of the Red Sox regular players for Yandy Diaz. I just don't know if I would do that. If it was Suarez or somebody, you know, like a real impact bat. And Yandy Diaz isn't bad, but I value Abreu over him. And I, you know, like that would be one of those instances where I feel like you're losing the trade. And if you could trade one of those outfielders for pitching help, I'd rather do that than trade him for Diaz. That's just me. I'd like Diaz on the team. I would like to explore other ways of acquiring him than having to trade one of your stud outfielders. If you're trading one of the stud outfielders, I want something more studly than that in return. And I would prefer that if they do trade one of those guys, that they would be doing it for a starting pitcher. And it doesn't even have to be a guy with cost control. I'd prefer that. We'd all prefer that. But starting pitching help for this year, and then you decide what to do at the end of the season, that's okay with me, too. I'd be fine with that, too. All right, it's 8:30. Let's get to our New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
And I know there was more to that guy's call. That was all of it that I wanted to tackle right then. But it's time now for the New England Nightly News, where we let you know what's going on all around the Commonwealth here of Massachusetts, as well as New England and beyond. And this story is one that I did not know was something that was happening here in the city. We all know that the city is undergoing changes all the time. In fact, right now, where I live in Dedham, right now, every single street and road in Dedham is blocked off for some reason. I don't know why. Where I live in Dedham, I can't go anywhere. I leave my house, I go out onto the main road, closed. Detour this way, closed. Want to go that way, closed. Want to take the back way, closed. Everything's closed. I shouldn't even say this, but like I drive past the road close signs because there's nothing happening. It's not like they're doing work on those roads. They're just closing off all the roads. And I got to get home. I don't know how to get home the other way. You know, Dedham's not that big, but it's like I know my way. Huh? I don't know how to drive all over creation to get back to my house. Like this is, it's a weird thing going on there. And I also noticed out here too, out in like Alston and stuff, bunch of roads closed. I understand you got to go out and do this stuff in the summer when the ground's not frozen. But my God, it's happening everywhere, all over the place. Roads just closed. Oh, that's annoying. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is a revolution happening on the streets of Boston right now as Mayor Wu has decided that she is finally going to do something about the rat problem.
Well, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is showing off a concept for the city's new rat-resistant trash cans. Wu shared a video on social media demonstrating how they'll work. This particular trash bin is in the north end. Wu says the cans are hands-free and fully enclosed so rats cannot get in.
Boston is a home for everyone, except for rats. And we
time
know
out, time out. Hold on a second there. Time out. That's Mayor Wu. They're saying Boston is a home for everyone except for rats. That is not true. That is not a true statement at all. And I'm speaking as someone who I don't, where I live now, I don't see rats like anymore. But I lived in Alston for many, many years. And Alston's part of Boston, ipso facto. The rats live here. I mean, they're among us. We may not want to make things comfortable for the rats. I understand that. But to say that, you know, Boston's home for everybody except the rats just at this point is not a factual statement. Anyway, go on.
And we know that one of the best ways that rats and rodents survive is when food is left out as a free-for-all buffet for them.
So the trash cans are also resistant to seagulls and other pests.
Okay, all right. So if you haven't seen these things, these new trash cans aren't exactly some kind of technological wonder. All right, it's a big black trash can, and you press on a little step, and it the disposal part pops out, and you throw whatever you got to throw in there. You don't have to touch it, but it's supposed to be rat-free and seagull-free, and I'm not sure what's so different about these trash cans than other trash cans that are covered. I mean, like, there's a lot of open trash cans, and yeah, you're going to get rats and crap and, you know, rodents and stuff, seagulls and all that flying around there. It's, you know, whatever. But I also feel like there's a lot like the big trash can revolution came when they had those two. It's like the black ones with the silver bars, and there's one of them's trash and the one next to it's recycling, and they're right next to each other, and you pull them back like a mailbox. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Those became like the hot trash can all through the streets. But now we got these new ones. They kind of look like a black R2-D2, you know, like they're about that size. And you step on the pedal, and that kicks out the mailbox part, and then you just drop your trash in there. And that's supposed to be some new thing that now the rats can't get in and the seagulls can't get in. And this is going to be the new...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Trash thing in Boston. And I got to see one of these things up close because I'm having a hard time understanding what makes them rat-proof and the old ones not rat-proof. You know what I mean? Like, is that, this is just a new thing now? Someone's like, you know what? We should do something about these rats. We should do something with the trash cans that involves keeping the rats out. Have we tried a step? Have we tried a mail slot? Have we tried, what have we tried? What have we done? Let's get our best trash people on it. Our sanitation department. It's funny, though, because this is one of those things where I don't think it's like the number one pressing topic in Boston right now by any means. But it's also one of those things that's largely inoffensive. And you should see some of the comments. This is communist trash cans. Mayor Wu, this is trash can. There's a lot of people I understand who don't like Mayor Wu. And if you don't believe me, then just look under any one of her Facebook posts. Which, by the way, she's been doing a lot of. I don't go on Facebook very often, but the rare times I do, I see posts from her. And she's in the city and she's doing, you know, various events and making appearances and stuff like that. And it seems like she's very active and that she's doing a lot of stuff here as we get closer and closer to the mayoral election. And Josh Kraft, who I've met, I've never met Mayor Wu. I've met Josh Kraft, and I think he's a very nice guy. But the latest polling shows him trailing by about 60 points to Wu. And it's Boston. It's an incumbent mayor. It's the way things work around here. I'm not at all surprised by it. I'm also not surprised by the fact that she's popular by bucking the GOP in the White House and sort of all that other stuff. I know that here on WEEI and, you know, their listeners and various things like that, sometimes it skews a little bit more conservative. But I think generally when it comes to Boston voters, they're not fans of the president. They're not fans of the GOP. And so when she goes there and tells them all to bleep off, which is basically what she did, that's going to make her more popular. And I know people may not want to hear that, but that's just the way it is. I mean, that's politics. So I'm not at all surprised that she's dominating in this mayoral race. And Josh Kraft, who, by the way, I think is a very nice guy, and I met him a couple of times, and I like him, but I don't know. I don't really think that there's much of a chance for him to really compete here. I think Wu is going to steamroll everybody. And she's going to do it on the strength of these new trash cans all throughout the city. That's right. First mayoral candidate to run on the trash can platform. You know what? If they are able to drive the rats out, you know, like St. Patrick style, they got them all fleeing out into the Boston Harbor. Well, that would be quite an accomplishment, wouldn't it? I think you'd have to. Some of you might have to change your tune about old Mayor Wu if she's able to get rid of the rats.
What if the rats migrate to where you live now, Arcan? How would you feel?
I mean, if they go to where I live now, they're going to have to deal with all the other wildlife. I live right by the Neponset Forest. I see all sorts of animals. Grew up a city person. Then we moved to the suburbs. And then back to the city. And then back to the suburbs. So I've had a little bit of both. But I sort of figured that I was, you know, retired from suburban life. And then I met my wife, and she said, no, you're not. So we moved to the suburbs. And now I say there's animals all over the place. So if the rats come to where I am now, first of all the roads are closed, so they're going to have a hard time getting around. But they're also going to be in constant peril. There's hawks flying around, vultures. I saw this big bird fly by my house. It was all black with like a red beak. And it was flying around, and then it sort of dive-bombed on the street near me and then just hung out there on the street. And I meant to look up what that was. It was like, it looked like a vulture. I guess. I don't really know what a vulture looks like, but it was all black with a red face, with like a red beak. And it was really cool looking. But I also thought, you know, I have a small child, and there are a lot of birds of prey flying around here. Like, I'm glad I don't have like a little dog. Imagine having a little dog out there, and there's just hawks and eagles and vultures and stuff just constantly flying around because you're near the forest. Like, that would stress me out.
I know the area. That's where my school was. Curry is right in that area.
Yeah, right, in Milton. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know that area.
Sketchy area for animals.
The Blue Hill and, the Ponds and Forest and all that. That's right. That's my backyard, basically. So, yeah. The rats want to come there, then that'll get rid of them quick.
Very aggressive turkeys out there. I got in a fight one time with one.
Really?
Yeah, I was exiting a door on campus, and there was a turkey right in front of me. And it had a fight or flight reaction. And it, like, put its wings out and, like, yelled or whatever.
Yeah, that's how they show aggression.
I had a fight or flight reaction, and I kicked that thing 25 feet back.
You kicked them?
I didn't know what else to do. I was scared. I was a turkey.
You should have squawked back at him.
Next time, if it happens. Yeah.
But, hey, listen, it's a wild animal. You can't reason with it. You can't speak its language.
It's got, like, the smallest brain out of an animal, I think, a turkey.
Turkeys? Yeah, the turkeys are pretty dumb looking. You know, they look pretty stupid. I've never assaulted a turkey like you have, but I almost did once because there was a row of four turkeys, and they were standing in front of my car one morning when I was going to work. Just the four of them, like they were in the mafia. Like they were just standing in front of the car, like waiting for me.
They do walk around in like gangs and cults of like multiple turkeys.
Yeah, this was like a crew. This was like a crew of turkeys. So I didn't want to engage with them because there's four of them, one of me. So I went back in the house and I grabbed the baseball bat and I started dragging it on the ground, like making a lot of noise, you know, like Negan
like
and the Walking
Reaper
Dead.
Yeah, the big blade.
Right. And I was like, all right, turkeys, like, let's dance, you know, like, what are we going to do? What do you want to do? And they didn't move. So I walked around them and I went in my car and I started the car and I moved forward and they moved out of the way and I drove past them. And then they went back into a line of four after I drove past them. And I was like, what the hell? It was like the Children of the Corn, you know? It was like really weird. But yeah, you gotta be careful out there. And if the rats all make it to Dedham, if they all make it to the suburbs, they will get devoured by the animals out there. Only the alpha rats will survive. It'll be like New Orleans during COVID. All the restaurants were closed, nowhere for the rats to get their food. So the rats started eating each other. This is true. In New Orleans, the rats started eating each other. And then the only rats left were like these mutant freak rats who were like cannibals and who ate their whole families and who ate all the rival rats and everything else. And they were the only ones left. So for a while, once the restaurants reopened, you had these like mutant rats, not like the cool Ninja Turtle kind either, like the freaky cannibal destroy everything kind. And that was a tough time to be there. Anyway, 617-779-7937. There's your New England Nightly News. Here on the Christian Arcan Show. Quick break. When we come back, the Patriots have a lot of players under 25 on the roster, including Kayshon Booty, who's been showing out lately at camp. We'll get to this article in ESPN about all their players under 25 and where they rank in terms of young talent in the NFL. It's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.